So I understand you're out among the masses, Gordo. I don't exactly see you. Can you tell me where you are?
7 feet from you right now, looking straight at you. Craig.
Oh, yes. I have you now.
Yes.
That still scores well.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? All right, let's talk to this guy. Oh, it's Ron Howard with us here. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Jordan?
Now, you've been out here before, haven't you?
Yeah, this is our fourth time talking, in fact.
Wow. All right, a four-timer.
What's changed in your life since the last time we talked?
Absolutely nothing. Oh. It's the exact same.
He's just burning through his years, doing the same stuff over and over again. What's one thing you'd like to accomplish in life that you haven't already?
I'd like to be on the radio a fifth time, I guess.
There you go, see?
Okay,
you
next
are
time
making
we come
progress. You are making progress. And what you do for a living?
I am a product manager.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Remember?
That is so generic.
Blazed us last time he was out here.
All right, I'm halfway in a coma right now. And what do you do as a project manager?
Product manager.
Oh, product, I'm sorry.
If you will, yes. I work on software stuff.
God.
Gordo just fainted. I work on software stuff? Is that what he said?
All right. Anyway.
No, seriously, try to explain it. What do you do?
Okay. There's a lot of meetings.
Gordo's mouth just fell down again.
You completely drained the life force from Gordo.
Meetings. You had him at meetings.
I mean, aren't you bored by your own life?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Would you at least like to say hi to someone?
Yeah, I'll say hi to the Lone Star Kayak Fishing Club. Is who I'll say
that
hi
sounds
to.
Like a group that parties.
So you fish from a kayak?
Yes, we do often. Yes.
Okay. Do you have one of those like high tech ones with all the?
Yeah, it's like flat
different,
top. Different. Like,
yeah, attachments.
And stuff, and yeah,
those are cool.
It's pretty fun.
How'd you get into that? Like, how old were you when you got into it?
I mean, I've been fishing for a long time, but we got our first kayaks probably 10 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Where you fish? What lake?
We fish a lot of rivers. We fish in Arkansas. Hmm. We fish the Devil's River, which is on the border of Texas and Mexico.
Hmm. So, okay. Yeah. That sounds like a fun club. Yeah. Maybe I'll join.
Yeah. Load up and party. All right, man. All right. Who's this?
I'm Paige.
And what's your story, Paige?
Not much. not a product manager.
Okay. Are you with him?
I am not. I'm with my dad here.
Over there.
Oh. Yes, uh-huh. Charles. I'm a high school junior. Uh-huh. I'm just about to turn 17. March
what school?
10th, Heritage High School. Our school was canceled today.
That's right. Yeah. So you got the day off because of the storms, right?
Closed. Yes, I did. I was not that sad when I got that email.
And have you decided what college you want to go to?
I want to go to the University of Texas at Austin.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see Dad is wearing burnt orange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you haven't been accepted yet.
No, not yet.
Way to go, Gordo.
So that's
hard to get in there.
I know. Back when my friends were going there, it was like automatic. You just went there.
Exactly.
Now
exactly.
It's difficult.
It's
right?
So competitive.
What's your GPA?
3.6.
Okay.
All right.
Man, I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
Better knock it out of the park on the ACT.
I was down in the twos.
I'm sorry, yeah. George, you were going to ask a question. I interrupted you.
No, I wasn't. I was going to say, with that, you're going to have to like have a real high ACT, right, to get in?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be
letters
sunk.
Of rec, the extracurriculars, all that you need.
Yeah.
What do you do at school? What do you are you involved in any clubs or sports?
I mostly work. I work at Starbucks, mm-hmm. And that's where I spend most of my time right now.
Why isn't Dad funding your life?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Why aren't you funding?
Yeah. Let's find out what's going on here with Dad.
Let's talk to Dad for a second. What do you do, Dad?
I'm in sales.
Sales. Okay. How many kids you got?
We have Paige, our daughter.
Okay, just one. Just the one kid?
Yes.
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 Paige, do you ever wish you had brothers and sisters?
Absolutely not.
Oh, she loves being the center of attention.
I like the attention.
Oh, okay. Where's mom today?
She's at work supporting the family.
No. Why aren't you supporting the family today?
I'm here supporting y'all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good answer.
Good little answer. Yeah. Pretty good, good little answer. How long have you been listening?
Oh, I'm about 25, so what, 7 years?
You're not 25. So have you been listening a long time? Are you a long time P1, or did you discover us recently?
No, absolutely. We've lived here forever, so from day one.
And Paige, have you listened very much to the station?
I listen a lot to the station. I used to figure skate, so I wake up every morning like 6 a.m. listen. I love the ticket. I'm a P1 for life.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. Oh. That's great. So you grew up listening to it.
For sure, yes.
So you know what those two guys' names are right over there?
Yes.
Uh-oh. She doesn't.
That's okay.
I'm Gordon, and that's George.
Yeah.
And
that's Paige.
Hi.
That's correct.
Greg.
I hear their voices, and I don't see their faces.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It's pretty disappointing when you finally put the face to it. But anyway, right, Paige, you want to say hi to any of your friends?
None of my friends listen. They're all lame.
Okay.
Yeah, they are lame.
So I'm going to say hi to my Starbucks manager. He's a P1, too. Hi, Peyton.
Peyton.
Did you say Peyton or Peyton?
Peyton.
Okay. That's better. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll go over here. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
What's your name? You look like you're in high school, too.
Yes, sir, I am. My name is Max.
And how old are you, Max?
I'm 15.
15. Okay. So where you go to school? Around here?
Independence High School.
Frisco? Frisco Independence?
Yes, in Frisco.
And where do you want to go to college? Have you decided yet? You still got a little time, but I guess you don't have a lot of time now.
15,
now you need to decide pretty early.
I want to go to A&M.
All right. Oh, A&M and
well,
UT.
Man, his mom's got the Aggie hat on, so yeah. More brainwashing going on there.
So your mom has an Aggie hat, but you want to go where?
Texas A&M.
Okay, so you're going to keep it in the family, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Real independent thinker? Oh, there he is, smart. He got it.
We're having fun.
What do you do for fun?
No. He doesn't want to say in front of his mom what he does for fun.
He had a funny laugh.
I play tennis and I do orchestra in school. So I just do things related to those.
What are you playing in orchestra?
The viola.
Okay. I was a violinist.
George was a violinist.
Dang right.
He got made fun of for being a violinist.
That's all right.
I was a violinist for a while.
Were you? Switched to viola?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I
thought you were
a swimmer. And are you pretty pretty good on the instrument? Are you looking to continue that at A&M? Do they have a nice viola program?
I'm pretty good at it. I don't believe A&M has a program, an orchestra program there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You probably have to march and wear a khaki uniform while you do it.
I think they have a music program at A&M, don't they?
Yeah, they do, sure.
Like banjo and washed-up bass and stuff. We're just having fun, aren't we? Max, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And you, sir, what's your name?
I'm not going to tell. I'm on the run from the FBI.
Unbelievable.
Look at that mustache.
He claims he's a day one P1.
Yeah, he does claim that. You claim you're a day one P1, right?
Yes, sir. I started listening back. We had to program the radio stations. And 1310 was one of the ones we had to program to, and I started listening from then on and started putting them on every car I worked on.
And you hate George, right? Isn't it?
No,
George,
he loves
the guy
me.
That you don't like.
No, that's Jake.
Oh. Well, you don't have to hate anyone.
Way to go, Gordon.
Trying to stir up hate out there.
Yeah, don't stir up hate. And you, ma'am, you're Max's mom, right?
Yes.
And look at this machine that you brought up here. You brought up an old Oliver typewriter.
Yeah, I was hoping you could tell me all about it.
Where did you get this thing?
Knew a guy through a realtor that had to go into assisted living, had to get rid of all of his stuff.
Way to go, Gordon.
Indeed. I'm terribly...
The fifth bear trap of this segment.
Terribly sorry. All right, well, I'm going to take a look at that here in just a moment and everything. Do we have time for a couple more?
One more.
Okay, one more. How are you doing, ma'am? What's your name?
Good. Hi, I'm Allison.
Allison, what do you do for a living?
I'm an office manager.
Okay, where?
At a utility district.
Oh, no.
Gordo just passed out again.
Oh, my God.
He and I are both supposed to be at work right now.
Oh, the guy with the crazy mustache that hates Jake?
He was here, yeah.
Did you know that he hated Jake before this morning?
I didn't know he hated Jake. That's a shame.
Do you know who Jake is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very familiar.
All right, and your favorite's George. You were saying that George you thought was cute.
My favorite's Gordon.
Oh, she's got a. Oh,
does it say Gordon?
Where'd you get the shirt?
A shirt.
It doesn't say Jordan. It says Gordon.
Hi, Amanda. I love you.
And yeah, it's got me, and it looks like I'm jumping and I'm holding a microphone.
It's like the Air Jordan logo.
Air Jordan logo.
Wow.
Take off on it. That's really great. That's awesome.
For me, so.
Oh, that's great. And what was your name again?
Allison.
All right. Well, Allison, you're my favorite, too.
Oh, thank you.
I just need an Allison shirt to go with it.
I sign.
The thank you. The end.
I'm sorry, guys. Thanks for the typewriter.